This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. We head back to the UK now to chat some nutrition with James Wilson. James, welcome. Nice to touch base once again.
Yeah, hi, Brad.
James, we've spoken about the three disciplines, the swim, bike, and run in previous episodes of the podcast. Nutrition we haven't touched on at all. Is it something that's come pretty naturally to you, or have you had to learn and adapt and try different things to find out what works best for you?
I've learned a lot just through trial and error, really, I suppose, as everyone does. My diet is generally okay. It's just the usual kind of balanced diet. There's no secrets to anything like that. But my race day in a couple of days leading up to race day and race day itself have always been fairly regimented and very simple. There's no I don't kind of do anything to special supplements or anything that's going into anything. I just kind of work around what I've done in the past, and ever since day one it seemed to work. So I've never deviated off my usual plan.
I like simple, and I think, again, it's we've spoken about the gear and the gadgets and how people get caught up in that sometimes, and I say sometimes, often people get caught up in the trying to complicate the nutrition, and I'm a big believer of less is more, and if you can really simplify things, it makes your life a lot easier. Tell me a little bit about your strategy and how you do keep things simple. What are you trying to avoid, particularly in the week of a big race and on race day?
Yeah, I'll have so if the race is on a Sunday, starting from kind of Thursday, I'll have just plain white pasta, some grilled chicken with some spices on it, like turmeric or some garam masala, garlic bread, and Battenberg as well. Love Battenberg cake. That's kind of, I keep it as simple as possible. And just trying to, so the pasta parties the night before the races and things, I'll attend, but I don't eat anything there. Because it's just, it's my own kind of, I don't know. I can't bring myself to deviate from my plan on it and stick to what I know totally. And then peanut butter sandwiches, love peanut butter sandwiches. White bread, peanut butter sandwiches, and that I'll have peanut butter on toast on the morning of a race as well. So I've not got too many tales to tell on any kind of secret ingredients. I'm fairly down the line.
From a racing perspective, I mean, you mentioned peanut butter on toast for breakfast, but what do you do? What's your sort of race nutrition strategy, particularly sort of just before, on the bike, on the run? What do you sort of tend to? What's your go to?
Yeah, one mistake I did make was when I was doing a race, I saw the nutrition sponsor and checked out what they were going to be handing out on the course, and I went out and bought a load of that stuff thinking, well, that's what they're going to be giving out, I might as well kind of get used to it now and look, see what it's like, and you know, test a few out, and it didn't work for me at all. So I just went back to what I know, and that is generally, kind of, what is it, one gram of carb per kilo of body weight is a general rule. Salt tablets, one every kind of 90 minutes. That was different in Kona, about one every hour. And I don't touch any of the sports drinks. I'm just purely on water out there. I have like a very simple diet really on the bike. It's just I keep an eye on the clock, and I go completely off the clock. Half an energy bar every half an hour, sipping my drink every 10 or 15 minutes, and I try not to load up too much. I know that when you start feeling hungry, it's too late, so I'm always trying to keep on top of things. I won't eat or take on any nutrition if I know that a hill's coming up or like a big intense part of the course on the bike. So I'll try and always take my nutrition in when I'm on a downhill or on an easier part. So my stomach's just not working over time, and that's the only thing it's got to worry about. I can't breathe, so I can't chew. I'm fairly simple on the nutrition tactics, and then just wary of as and when I take that nutrition.
Any mistakes that you've made that you in hindsight go, geez, I should never have done that?
I generally hope to try and find these out in training before it comes to race day. But I was taking Ironman UK about quite early on into the run. I was realizing that I hadn't taken enough salt. Basically, it was a lot warmer day than usual. That my legs started to cramp up fairly badly on towards the end of the bike. Managed to overcome that, and then I knew I was in trouble from the first part of that run. So again, it was just kind of like couldn't really short of breath, really shallow breaths, and I was like, I just need to get some salt and some gels into me here. And you are kind of making deals with yourself that, well, I've never done this before, but I've never felt this before either, so I'm going to try this. And you take on some pretzels or a banana and things like that. I've never really tried and tested in training, but desperate times call for double measures.
Yeah, brilliant, James. Much appreciated. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge. It's been great catching up, and best of luck with the endeavors. And who knows, maybe down the line you rethink the decision to have another box checked on the Big Island. But as it stands right now, that's not on the cards. But never say never, I'm sure.
No, yeah, we'll see. Get this wedding out of the way first and see what bargaining power I'm left with.
James, thanks for your time, mate. Much appreciated.
Cheers, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to put in world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on thekonaedge.com/nutritionseminar.